Hello, it's Augie and Kaylin Armandi and Bridget too.
And we're at Starbucks on May 23rd, 2019.
I recently read this article from the New York Times. It was about this 17-year-old boy, and he was put in an adult facility. And because of this, he was brutally raped, and his assault caused him to be hung in his cell, and he took his own life.
Wow, that's crazy. What happened?
Well, he was incarcerated for setting a trash can on fire. And because there aren't any laws defining age in the justice system, he was tried and sentenced in an adult court. And because of this, he was placed in an adult prison. While he was there, he was brutally raped by adult inmates and later committed suicide. I feel like it isn't really fair for a 17-year-old to be tried at the same standards as an adult.
Yeah, you're right. Teen brains aren't fully developed until they're 25. They process information with the amygdala, which is the emotional part of the brain, whereas adults use the prefrontal cortex, the rational part of the brain.
So does this affect their decision-making?
Yeah, they don't have the ability to fully understand the extent of their actions and the negative consequences that might follow.
So do you think it's wrong for minors to be tried in adult courts?
Absolutely. Their brains are not at the same level, so they shouldn't be tried with people whose brains are fully developed.
Okay, let's say that a minor was already tried in an adult court and put into adult prison. How would this impact a minor?
The lack of rehabilitation. Rehabilitation of juvenile offenders has actually proved to be more effective than immediate punishment and incarceration. Research shows that most youth grow out of their criminal tendencies by their mid-20s, when their brains are fully developed.
Well, what kind of rehabilitation would they receive?
They would be provided with mental therapy and education, which will increase their chance of success when they are released in the future.
And is this rehabilitation really effective?
Yeah. If it's successful, the chances of them recommitting a crime in the future drastically decreases. Having juveniles enter rehabilitation stops the vicious cycle of youth crime.
In this story about the 17-year-old boy, sexual assault plays a big role in why he decided to take his own life. Is sexual assault a common thing that juveniles face in adult prisons?
Yeah, children are 5 times more likely to be sexually assaulted in adult prisons within the first 48 hours of their incarceration.
Wow, that's a really high number.
Yeah, it is. And the situation with the 17-year-old boy was far from unpredictable.
I heard that if a teen is sexually assaulted in prison, they're more likely to recommit a crime and end up in jail. Is that true?
Yeah. When juveniles re-enter society after being sexually harassed in an adult correctional facility, they either enter traumatized or by the sexual assault or hyper-violent, having learned to fend for the threat. This leads them to battle PTSD and drastically increases their chance of committing another crime.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. If you think about it, if a person were sexually assaulted when they were younger, their emotions and actions could easily turn into violence after being triggered by something that reminds them of an assault that they experienced in an adult prison.
Yeah, that's exactly why teens should never be tried in adult courts or put in adult prisons under any circumstance.
So after talking about this, I realized that there are many costs and little to no benefits of placing minors in the same correctional facilities as adults.
Yeah, their brains aren't fully developed, they aren't offered rehabilitation, they're at a much higher risk of sexual harassment, and their chances of recommitting a crime increases so much.
Where does this kind of stuff happen? Is it all over the world, or is it just in like specific areas?
No, it actually only really happens in the US. Most other countries have laws protecting minors from this kind of treatment.
Really? That's really bad.
Well, what can be done to prevent this from happening?
I think that we should have stricter laws that are more defined regarding the age of the person that's being tried, and that this would help solve the issue.
Yeah, you're right. So people age 18 and under should always be tried in juvenile courts, and people over the age of 18 should always be tried in adult courts.
Yeah, that sounds like it could work.
Well, would there be any exceptions to these laws?
No, I don't think there should be any exceptions to these laws.
Well, what if the person committed a crime when they were, let's say, 18, but they were taken and tried in a court when they were 19? What would happen then?
Well, if the person committed the crime when they were 18 or under, they should always be tried in a juvenile court. Where they are tried should depend on how old they were when the crime was committed, not when they appear in court.
Yeah, I agree with that. There are too many minors who are suffering in adult correctional facilities and are being deprived of education and rehabilitation. That just isn't right.
Steps should be taken to support the proper use of juvenile courts and prevent minors from being tried in adult courts. Juvenile courts were specifically made for juveniles, and that's the way that it should be.
Yeah, if laws like this were created, the justice system would be a lot more defined and consistent, and it would prevent cases like this one with a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. It's not fair for minors to be tried and sentenced as adults, and then be hindered for the rest of their lives because they were not properly tried according to their age.
What about juveniles that have long-term prison sentences, and they'll be serving past the age of 18? Like in juvenile centers, how would we handle these situations?
I think it would make sense to move the prisoners that surpass the minor age to be moved into an adult correctional facility.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Guys, you know what I just thought of? This is crazy. This could happen to any one of us.
Yeah, why don't we do something about this?
Like
just
what?
Stop it.
Like what?
I don't know. What could we do?
We could send letters to our local congressmen and women.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Okay, I guess we'll see you guys later.
On the next podcast. That may or may not happen depending on Mr. Van Dam's interests. And as always,
Go Chargers!
information
regarding juvenile brain development was found on ABC News.
Information regarding sexual harassment in prisons can be found on the Campaign for Youth Justice.
Information regarding juvenile life without parole can be found on the Juvenile Law Center.
Information regarding rehabilitation for juveniles can be found on the National Council on Crime and Delinquency.
Information on how juveniles in adult prisons can become prey can be found on the New York Times.
Information on how treating juveniles like adults can affect them can be found on PBS SoCal.
Information on rehabilitation for juveniles can be found on Psychology Today.